This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've seen NBC, MSNBC, CNN all implied that Christians kind of deserve what they got. Maybe the terrorists saw a Christmas tree. Well, now, we've got reporters openly coming out in major newspapers implying that Christians were terrorists and basically deserved it. That's coming up. But first, the Attorney General says her number one fear is that she might have to arrest you if you don't fall down and worship the Islamic invasion. Here's the special report.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Thursday at the Muslim Advocates 10th anniversary dinner, she will take aggressive action against the incredibly disturbing rise of anti-Muslim rhetoric.
Actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are, they're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted.
Lynch did not clarify what actions predicated on violent talk means and did not draw a line between constitutionally protected free speech and violence. She also did not pinpoint individuals or groups she believes participate in violent talk. Judge Andrew P. Napolitano notes the willingness alone to use violence is not criminal. It is only the actual use of violence that is. Thus, it is the manifestation of hatred as lawless violence that may be prosecuted. But the manifestation of hatred as a unifying idea is protected and may not be prosecuted. The First Amendment absolutely bars the government from interference from a person's thoughts or associations prior to any violent activity. Lynch's recent grandstanding before a Muslim group reveals the Justice Department and the Obama administration are promoting the so-called social justice agenda at the expense of the Constitution and the First Amendment. It also underscores the collectivist idea that government has the authority, enforced by its monopoly of coercion and violence, to protect the rights of preferred groups at the expense of the rights of the individual. Meanwhile, the female shooter in San Bernardino posted her allegiance to ISIS on Facebook, while Obama constantly inappropriately takes jabs at the Christian faith.
Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. Less than loving expressions by Christians? I get concerned.
That's right. Let's criticize Christianity on Easter, you piece of crap.
That's topic for another day.
Why are we supposed to be politically correct while our traditions, rights, country, and very lives are increasingly threatened on a daily basis?
What's your name?
I am Loretta Elizabeth Lynch.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
Of which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch, you do remember swearing in on Frederick Douglass's Christian Bible at your request. You do know it was Frederick Douglass who famously said, "I would unite with anybody to do right and with nobody to do wrong." The protection of religious freedom is the cornerstone of American society. And of course, not all Muslims are hell-bent on jihad. But it turns out a percentage of them are. And those psychopaths are in the United States and mixed in with the refugees streaming in as I speak. And they have no clue what what American civil rights are, nor do they care.
Hey, listen, you're in my house.
No, President Obama, this is our house. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. It's a big Monday transmission.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down. They're going to destroy.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to December 7th, 2015, a date that will live in infamy, when the President, his Attorney General, and foreign controllers openly declared war on the Second Amendment and promised to use executive orders to strip the United States of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and Magna Carta itself, which of course is due process. We're going to be playing the clip coming up when Obama says, who can you argue? Who could say it's not reasonable to not let somebody own a gun or buy a gun if they're on a no-fly list? Well, who could have a no-fly list in a country where there's no judge, no jury, no indictment, don't know how you got on the list, over 2 million people on the list, 70-plus members of Homeland Security on the list, a whole bunch of members of Congress on the list, You can't find out how you got on it. Can't find out how you get off of it. No one says who runs it. Just some shadowy black hole beyond the Ministry of Truth in 1984. Obama says it's insane. And this is how they turn reality upside down and say 2 plus 2 equals a billion. Or you didn't build your business. Or Obamacare is going to be free. And then it's going to cut your prices. And then it's going to keep your doctor. Lies, 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 lies. It is so incredibly flagrant to abuse the Constitution like this, and they do it so calm, like, who could disagree with the government showing up at your front door and grabbing your five-year-old and leading them outside to a wood chipper and throwing them in it? I mean, who could disagree with that? Who could disagree with pouring gasoline all over yourself and letting yourself on fire? I mean, this is basically akin to what they're saying. I mean, who could disagree with taking, you know, terrorists who are on watch list and not letting them have guns? But that's not what's happening. It's not terrorists who are convicted or even suspected. It's not foreigners either. This Malik woman with her fake name and the rest of it from Saudi Arabia, this Jihad Jane, the leader of the attack that killed 14 people, not counting these two, be 16 total. This leader of the operation joined ISIS, pledged allegiance to ISIS, and got into the U.S. with a fake passport, fake name, fake address. It turns out it's all fake, and the State Department says they're very sure that they did the right thing and that the vetting process was followed. Here, let me give you the exact quote. We also have the clip. State Department satisfied with visa process that allowed terrorists in the U.S. Oh, the IRS is back in Congress again. They tried this last year. They're trying to pass a bill right now, and they say it may pass, where if they say you're under investigation, no judge, no jury, no indictment, just somebody in the shadowy IRS that's on record persecuting Americans for political activities since 1913, under Richard Nixon, under Barack Obama, you name it, just absolute evil. They don't want you to be able to fly out of the United States and will basically block your passport at the border. And now they're talking about doing it to go from state to state even. And the headline basically says, will the IRS even kick you out of your car? The IRS will be the enforcer of Obamacare. It'll be the enforcer of coming after our guns. It's the real shadow criminal organization that works for the private Federal Reserve. There's the headline today. Ron Paul's written the article. Will the IRS take your passport? It's up on Infowars.com. Congress is giving the IRS the new power because a decline in gas tax receipts is bankrupt at the Federal Highway Trust Fund. That's their bizarre spin. And you think asset forfeiture seizure is bad. Now this is just seize your right to travel because some shadowy group said so. See, this is what they call grade A, 200-proof, complete, absolute, bona fide, certified, high-bred, blue-ribbon champion tyranny. Everything they're doing from A to Z in a 360 is 100% classical 800-pound gorilla oppression. Taking away your travel, taking away due process, surveilling everything you do, federalizing, centralizing police, saying we'll just put you on list, no judge, no jury, no nothing, no charges, no claims, nobody knows, boom, you can't have your guns. This president, 4 years ago, signed on New Year's Eve, yeah, it was 4 years ago, 2011, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that says citizens can be disappeared. Oh, but they're not going to disappear people from Saudi Arabia who pledge allegiance to ISIS or Al-Qaeda. That'd be bad enough because it could end up being used against us one day. No, you give them a trial and then you fry their ass. And a lot comes out in a trial. Corrupt governments don't want those trials because it'll come out who they're really protected by, who they're really working for. They're higher-ups in Saudi Arabia and others like Turkey. But now they say, oh, no, it's for the Tea Party and the veterans and the gun owners. Every SWAT team commander they talk to on the news, they go, why do you have giant armored vehicles? And they go, oh, it's for returning veterans and gun owners and conservatives and the Tea Party. A war's coming with them. And I guess when you try to take the guns and round people up, yeah, I mean, folks have tried to be restrained. I mean, I guess you will get resistance. You'll get to go out and play army with all the vets in your neighborhood. That'll go real well, cops. That's meant to wipe your ass out in a civil war, idiots. How do you think the globalists plan to launch this operation and take down the country? By getting us to kill each other. Don't be a moron. This is so crystal clear, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You ever been up on a mountaintop with blue skies? I was down in Big Bend a few months ago, and it was clear skies after a front came through. Big storm came through. Hurricane came through the first 2 days. It was crystal clear. You could see from top of those mountains over 100 miles away. I was looking at towns 70 miles away and then past them in other mountains. It's the song, I can see for miles and miles and miles. And you think we can't? We see the whole stinking enemy design. And I'm going to tell you this. If we have the globalist design to take down this country and we can't get the word out to the police, the military, and the Congress, and the general public, then we deserve to be slaves. Because we have their entire program. We have them caught red-handed, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and getting caught with the memos that it was a plan. Because lower-level ATF are like, this is criminal. We're getting people killed. What are you doing shipping thousands of guns in? Don't worry. It's to blame the Second Amendment. And they're like, well, I was hired because I'm a liberal anti-gunner. But really? That's a felony. I'm not going to be involved in this. It's one thing to be a cockamamie socialist at the ATF. It's another thing, isn't it, to be part of a false flag. Really want to be part of that? Really want to put your name on that? Because let me tell you, you're going to put your name on a lot more. Stuff's going to get real bad real quick. And it's going to be decision time for people all over this country and all over this world. You know what else happened this weekend before I get into the incredible news? I have seen CNN, NBC, MSNBC all go, well, my Christmas tree. Well, one of them was a talkative Christian, may have triggered, implying it was the victim's fault. They've actually had a major columnist, Linda Stasi, no pun intended, sensationally blamed the victims for being killed and basically calls them radical racist terrorists. Actually calls them racist. And doesn't count the Christian and others as a messianic Jew. See, that's a double no-no. A Christian Jew had to be executed immediately. And it was the same. And he told him, I'm coming to kill you. And no one would do anything because the guy was an Arab. And it's so politically correct. There's no group more off limits than radical jihad Arabs. And so came to work with a list of who they wanted to kill. And they did. And they showed everybody who the boss was. There it is, Stasi. And I read that headline this morning, and I thought, Stasi? The East German secret police that Facebook's hired? See, I just said that, and that's actually true. And I can't even believe I just said it. See, that's how upside down these freaks are. Look at this, Stasi. That's the columnist. Let's put it back on screen. San Bernardino killers were radical. ISIS-loving monsters, but one of their victims was just as bigoted. Bigoted because he was a messianic Jew and was worried about ISIS and was reportedly ministering and trying to get this guy to become a Christian, you know, at the lunchroom. And that's bigoted, you see. When Donald Trump went before a bunch of Jewish business people and said, I'm a great negotiator like you. I'm really good at getting stuff done and working together. They said, anti-Semitic. No, that's not anti-Semitic. If I was in northern Italy at some city that is famous for making incredible pottery, and I was the person that made pottery as well, and I was speaking to their group of artisans, I would say, you are incredible artisans, and so am I. It's solidarity. No, if you point out, Kenyans, statistically, genetically, are the best long-distance runners in the world. It's just a fact that they dominate almost every global long-distance sport. That's not racist to point out Kenyans have superior genetics when it comes to that. It's not racist. It's a fact. But see, they sit there and they take these basic known facts and then they turn it into evil if you point something out like that. Like saying to Germans, gee, you sure brewed some good beer. Oh my gosh, that's racist. No, it's not. It's like saying if you go eat Mexican food. Man, you made some really good enchiladas. Those Mexicans over there know how to really make good Mexican food. It's not racist. This is the mental illness, folks. And these people are sick, sick, sick freaks. And that's how much they hate Christians and Jews.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
All right, this is just a six-minute segment. The next long-minute segment's coming up, 18 minutes. I'm going to really go over the huge news, how big a deal the president's speech is, what it signifies, what it means judicially in this country. It means the rollout of extrajudicial disappearance of people, disappearance of your money, not letting you travel, confiscating your guns because some magical group said so. The FBI came out 6 months ago because the FBI doesn't want to be part of this. And I'm not lionizing the FBI. It's just compared to the White House, they're actually good guys the more I look at it. The FBI came out and said, we just want everybody to know in Congress, we've been told to prepare the same algorithm used on veterans by the VA where even electronic transfer of funds basically declares you extrajudicially that you are basically unable to take care of yourself, that you're declared incompetent. And they use the term, this was in mainstream news, extrajudicially. And we're being told at the NIC system to not apply if you're a felon or have a restraining order. We are being told that that's one of the criteria. And it's a VA algorithm, which just means whatever they want it to be when they take the veterans' guns outside of law. Do you understand that's the next shoe to drop? They've been beta testing in upstate New York, areas of California, this for about 4 years. They're doing it outside of law. And I'm getting chills right now, folks. This is pure Soviet or Nazi-level crap. I mean, this is what went on in those countries. So you need to understand, folks, that they are coming. They are not playing games. And gun sales, of course, are spiking and exploding right now, as they should. But when we start the next segment, I got to hit military news first. Turkey invaded Iraq yesterday, and NATO began bombing Syrian military bases. Joe Biggs first reported that out of Syrian news. It's confirmed today. Our media plays that same game going, well, it was an accident. They're also threatening to blow up Russian ships. The president came out and gave an address yesterday in Turkey. And the Russians are responding by loading their missile launchers and artillery when they go through the straits now. And Airgun says they're not supposed to do that, and they say we're going to do it. So it is on, folks. It is on. It is on. The globalists are moving on all fronts against everybody right now. We're going to break that down. But this is escalating super quick, super fast. And people go, they're going to try to confiscate veterans' guns. That'll cause a revolt. Oh, that's the point of rubbing our noses in all this and saying they'll arrest people if they think the speech is extreme towards Muslims. They are pushing us. And I want to say something. Do not hurt any Muslims. Most Muslims are not violent or bad people. A, B, there's due process. Do not hurt anybody. Don't play into this. Do not be part of it. They're probably going to false flag or something, but I'm telling you, this is the season of radical change, as they promised. So I'm telling you, folks, buckle in. Buckle up, because I told you that the you know what's going to hit the oscillating device, and it's here. It's now hitting the oscillating device. It's just going to get crazier from here on out, but everything we do is going to change the future of where this world goes. Briefly, we have free shipping running until the 18th. That's when you're still guaranteed to get any of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com before Christmas here in the United States. You order now, you can get it pretty much anywhere in the world still. But Deep Cleanse has come back in. It's been sold out for a month or so or longer, and it's the most popular product ever, but we can't keep it in stock. It would be our best seller. We've accelerated the production. We got more of it. It really is amazing with the Shilajit and with the zeolites and some of the other concentrated known elements in there to really purify and cleanse out the body. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And that's running through this week. It's back in, and we're going to offer $5 off. We have never offered $5 off. It's normally $29.95. It's now $24.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. And finally, I'm drinking out of an InfoWars coffee cup here. Incredible organic volcanic coffee from the mountains of Chiapas in southern Mexico that I think is the tastiest, strongest coffee out there, personally. You can buy two bags of InfoWars coffee at InfoWarsStore.com and get an InfoWars mug free while supplies last. Wake Up America Coffee is 100% organic, non-GMO, grown without pesticides, and gourmet quality. And it supports the InfoWar. It also makes a great Christmas present. So buy two bags of the coffee. They're already discounted. Get a free coffee cup. Get a couple orders and give coffee cups as gifts and help send folks to InfoWars.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and
things. You've been operating in the dark for a long time, globalists. You've got the night vision. You wicked devils. But now, more and more people are aware of your tricks, your playbooks. We're following the program now as we sit here watching the play. And people are realizing that we've been put on the dinner menu as the feast. Folks aren't going to put up with it anymore. Well, the Attorney General has, quote, recalibrated, that means walked back, the message on, quote, hateful speech. She's now saying, no, you have speech that's hateful, even though she said if it's hateful, we're going to arrest you. But you better watch it. Remember when Obama was running for president in Missouri and Texas and other states, they had announcements in Texas of all places, but also Vermont. A whole bunch of states saying, if you say Obama is a Muslim, if you say Obama is not going to cut taxes, you will be arrested. By the way, if you think I'm joking, go to YouTube and type in Obama Truth Squads, and you will see newscasts from Missouri, Texas, Vermont, Illinois, and other states, all the same script. District attorneys with police on TV saying, we're going to arrest you if you talk bad about Barack Obama. Now, that's who these people are. Flaming totalitarians. Dangerous. Now, obviously, most police, most district attorneys are not complete out-of-control thugs. But let me tell you, they're trying to mainline it. There it is. Obama Truth Squad responds to outraged citizens. You can actually go watch the youth brigades prepare to spy on you. Well, they had big plans for Obama, and most of it's failed. But still, what he's gotten through has been nightmarish. So you can go back to 2012, 2009, 2008. You can see the truth squads on the news. Oh, I forgot one, too. Boston, Massachusetts, going, if you claim the president wants to raise taxes or that Obamacare isn't free, you are a liar, and that's fraud, and I will arrest you. Because as the local district attorney, I investigate fraudulent claims. Oh, what does that mean? You mean in advertising? And so now my speech is advertising? This is the garbage they engage in. Attorney General Loretta Lynch Monday, sounds like a country music singer, appeared to recalibrate remarks she made last week that suggested the Justice Department could investigate speech deemed hostile towards Muslims. Of course we prosecute deeds and not words, she said at a press conference Monday to announce an unrelated civil rights investigation of the Chicago Police Department. And then they go on to expand on that. No, they are telling people, we will arrest you for your speech. That's what this is all about. And they think of Christian speech as the worst thing in the universe. And we have a new clip from Melissa Harris Perry, the one that gets up there and says your kids belong to the state, where she holds up Malik, who was trained at a Pakistani Islamo fascist school, we now know, of course, funded by the Saudi Arabians. They're building 200 of these here in the U.S. 200! Even the FBI and even British intelligence has come out, and even the Germans came out who've been putting up with all this last week and told Saudi Arabia, stop it. But see, they're going to do that on record because Americans are getting informed now about who's behind this, why this is happening. But leftist journalist, this is an Infowars.com headline. You can go to the New York Daily News and read it, though. I mean, she really did it. Victim of San Bernardino shooting deserved it because he was conservative. How do you pronounce that fellow's name? Thalassinos was also a hate-filled bigot, close quote. I didn't say that. So Christians, a Messianic Jew, multiple Christians were hunted down and killed because they were Christians. They were two hate-filled, bigoted municipal employees interacting in one department, she wrote. Now 13 innocent people are dead, the unspeakable carnage. Stasi, that's her name, phrasing is revealing. She refuses to include the Christian among the innocent and instead places him among the guilty alongside Farouk and Malik, indicating Wednesday's shooting was his fault. And we have links to the news saying Christmas tree might have triggered it. Don't you just love it? How sick these people are. Here's Melissa Paris Harry. Remember they talked about Paul Ryan being a hard worker to basically open the borders up and set up a North American Union and let anybody in? He basically might as well be the leader of La Raza or Mecha or something, which it's all run by big corporations to begin with. She stopped the pundit and said, oh, the only hard workers are black people from slavery. See, with that Trump card, all time, all dimensions, all history, doesn't matter if you're a white Polish person or Japanese or a black from South Africa, you can be looked at and told, your work never matters, black slaves. We're going to play that clip in a moment. in case you think I'm making it up, because I know it sounds crazy. This is where all information comes from, that perspective, to just checkmate everybody else. You don't know reading, writing, or arithmetic. You don't know social skills. You don't know how to get a job. You just learn how to ninny and obsess over brown paper bags you see, or a car drove by with a rebel flag, so you urinate all over yourself in fear. Or there's going to be a Halloween party at the college, and so you scream to your professor, "No! Get out! Shut up! Ban it out of here!" And then the dean of Yale says, "Absolutely, we may fire these people. We've never heard of such evil." And the young woman's like, "Please, please, ban it! I'm scared! This is the culture. And here is one of the new rulers of the mentally ill, one of the rulers of the disabled psychologically, one of the new shamanical princesses over the throngs, a university professor, a former top university official. She's running on the whole MSNBC crowd of mental midgets. The same program they run on these desperate, scared, in-debt kids that show up and want to be cool, and they go, "We got graduate students over with free dinner and beer tonight. Come join the reading. Hey, you like Mao Zedong? We're going to fight the whites." Well, you're white. Doesn't matter. Nothing worse than a white. You're not white. Don't you join in with us? Yeah. I mean, this is literally how they operate. You're like, "All right, I just wanted to go to school and be friends with everybody." Well, you're going to learn about how the racists want to rape you, too. Okay? Because all sex is rape. Okay? And you can't be a geisha girl or a cowboy or a Native American because it hurts people's feelings, all right? Now let's go outside and scream in fear. Somebody wrote a poop swastika on the wall. Okay, I will. I'm paying $40,000 a year for a worthless education. I will. They want you so scramble brain, you don't get upset over the big debt bubble and the college scam. So here's Melissa Harris Perry pimping everybody. Then I got to get into the latest news. But here she is going, "Look at this. They're showing the face of jihad as a woman. It's so horrible." Well, that is the face of it, lady. They have a report coming up, Rob News putting together, where we show Obama over and over again, excuse me, in the next hour, saying, Republicans are scared of women and children and widows. And then, yeah, they're blowing everybody up, shooting everybody, and running around murdering people. And the point is, in the aggregate, it's still a small effect. And I don't think it is even a large minority of Muslims. The issue is you're going to take our rights and our guns, leave the border open, and surveil what citizens do. It's all a fraud. That's what we're saying. That's what's going on. And you bring in millions of people from jihad zones who invaded Syria to take over a wealthy, prosperous nation. I mean, tell you, these Sunnis came in, folks, and took people's houses, their swimming pools, their businesses, their thousand-year-old farms, Christians and non-radical Muslims, and blew their heads off. They even came to other Sunnis that had money and robbed them. And now the Russians have kicked them out of most areas, so they're going to Libya, and they're going to other areas and getting out into Europe. They're going through Turkey. And they're coming here, and then the guy's complaining about Christians and Jews at work. He's from America. She goes, "Listen, we're going to lead an attack and kill all of them." And Melissa Harris Perry can't allow that because the only villain is white people in her Ford Foundation program. And by the way, she doesn't hate white people. She's rich and lives with a bunch of white people. She's half white. She's just there to game everybody and keep them on the plantation. She is a slave master, a modern psychological colonist of people's brains to screw them up. Let's go to this operative, literally schooled in psych warfare, 100%. I'm not just saying that for rhetoric, folks. She's trained, okay, how to jack people's brains. Here she is.
And then all of a sudden we find out they're Muslim. Bam, gun violence is out of the question. We start talking about terrorism. And I'm extremely disturbed. I mean, I looked at the New York Times cover today. Mm-hmm. Here you have a whole op-ed on gun control. Great. Right next to it is pictures from the apartment of things that I have in my house.
Yes.
Like, these are things that all Muslims have in their house. There's nothing about that that tells you a story about what terrorism looks like. So you're telling me that when my friends who are not Muslim come into my home and see a Quran or see frames on the wall with a scripture from my religion. Is that supposed to tell you something? I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. We would never do that to anyone, and we didn't do that to Deer. Yep. We didn't do that to Roof. I'm tired of the double standards of how we treat Muslims.
I mean,
they are the perpetrators.
That image, and then also right next to it, an image of the shooting suspect there in hijab, and that idea that, like, okay, this is what terrorism looks like. For me, that is a difference, and it is a material and meaningful difference.
All right, why doesn't Melissa Harris Perry wear a headdress? If you went to one of those countries, you'd have to. And our government's backing the groups that go to these countries and make people wear these headdresses. So I got a woman with a headdress on lobbying that no one blamed white people for Roof. They blamed everybody. They took down the Confederate battle flag in 3 state houses. Everyone apologized for basically being white. Did the black people apologize when a crazy black guy went and shot people, a few weeks later because they were white? No, and black people shouldn't apologize. You didn't do that. That individual did that. Oh, no, no one showed his home. No one showed where Ruth lived. No one, of course they did. So this is how these people operate. Meanwhile, we've got Obama in his presidential address last night saying they're going to end judicial due process, 1215, Magna Carta, Battle of Runnymede. Forget Constitution, Bill of Rights. It's all based on that. Runnymede, 1215. Why? Who could disagree if somebody is on a terrorist no-fly list that you can buy a gun? No one could disagree with extrajudicial no-fly list that millions of innocent Americans are on. No judge, no jury, no background, can't get off it, don't know how you got on it. This is the NDAA. This is all of it just disappearing who they want. The IRS not letting you fly or travel or drive a car or get a driver's license they're talking about under federalization of the National ID Card, the Real ID Act. Now the feds used to say no highway funds if your speed limit's over 55. Now it's, we're going to selectively say who can have a driver's license now if the IRS doesn't like you. Ron Paul's written an article about that today. You like extrajudicial? The IRS that persecutes anybody right of Mao Zedong? You want to live in a tyranny? Folks, it doesn't get more brazen, more arrogant, more naked, more complete, more in your face, giant red flags, explosions, and balloons going up. They're not going to let you fly. They're not going to let you drive. And by the way, you know how I know all this? I don't just need to read Ron Paul's op-ed about it. That just gives you pieces of it. I'm not blaming him. He just gives you pieces of it. I watched a 2-hour C-SPAN deal in 2002 when they were giving cabinet-level authority to the Department of Homeland Security that Bill Clinton had proposed 6 years earlier. And I watched them lay out the whole plan. You won't fly. You won't drive. You won't have a job unless the TSA authorizes it. And I told you the TSA would be on the streets. They'd be at train stations. They'd be at checkpoints. And now they're rolling out everywhere. I'm talking to folks in the middle of nowhere in small towns in Texas that drive up to an armored vehicle with TSA guys. And by the way, this isn't the folks at the airport to get you used to it. That was just clown training. These are guys with M4s with the transportation department. And let me tell you, they're trained to go after patriots and veterans. Do you understand? This isn't the game, people. 99% of what I tell you is already on record. I didn't have to dream up they'd do this and then it started happening. They told us! Do you understand? They're coming for Christians and conservatives and veterans, and they go on the news and say that Jews and Christians deserve to have their heads blown off in California in major newspapers, and the editors let them print that. I'm not saying censor them. I'm saying, does that show the mindset behind the scenes, folks? I'm telling you, the average liberal is a fascist death cult operator who wants to kill libertarians, Christians, and conservatives, and quite frankly, I used to be kind of in between on Israel because Israel does some bad stuff. And I don't like pure Israel worshipers, but let me tell you something. The Jew hating, the Israel hating, all of it is just over the top as well. I mean, it is just crazy. And I'm just listing who is slated for destruction. And they just put the police in there as well because they want to wreck the local governments and have the feds come in. Let's go to Obama with extrajudicially taking your guns. Here it is.
There are several steps that Congress should take right away. To begin with, Congress should act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun. What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon?
Back that up. What could be the constitutional argument against it from a constitutional lawyer from Harvard who was the head of the Harvard Law Review? What a sick joke he sits there and preys on his idiot followers. Think about it. And then they put radical Muslims up on TV to lecture hardcore super feminists that basically say all men are rapists and evil. And then she sits there with a woman who's wearing a hood on her head. But she's going to lecture us about how our kids don't belong to us. Do you realize what degenerate cultural oxymorons these people are? These are power grabbers. These are people who just want to lecture us all day and tell us how to live and guilt us. Well, I'm not guilty, you fascist, evil slug, Obama. Your family out of Kenya funding and literally running jihad operations all over the Middle East and Africa. I'll give Obama this. He's bold. I could never have imagined an Islamic radical sleeper cell becoming president. I mean, I can't believe the CIA did this. I can't believe our governments did this. But after all, that's how much they hate America and Christians and guns and George Washington, baby. Well, you know what? I'm betting on George Washington and John Wayne all the way. And all you scum can go to hell. I'm never backing down. We're going to beat your ass. You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads. Excuse me, I apologize. We have a lot of Christian affiliates. I am a Christian, but I'm not a fake either, and I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum that run giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green-looking skin, either black or white, doesn't matter. And they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we want to eat babies." I have them on video at the Texas State House, just women randomly going, "Hail Satan," and just praising Satan. When a Democrat group went up there. I mean, folks, this is literally like a demonic invasion. I'm telling you, that's what it is. And these demons will definitely side with any other radical group they can to bring this country down. I'm sorry. Just go back to the president with a straight face going, who could be against a terrorist suspect? If someone's a terrorist suspect, you need to arrest them. But you don't ever actually do that. The TSA hasn't stopped one terrorist. They're not meant to. They're there to train you for domestic checkpoints and domestic travel restrictions like you have in science fiction movies like The Running Man or 1984 or what really happened in communist China, Russia, Nazi Germany, and every other hell pit. They are bringing us into bondage with huge chains forged for us and our children, smiling at us. This is the takedown of America you're beginning to see the beginning of. With every police department trained and ready for war with the veterans and the patriots. But here's the good news. You think it woke the police departments up much? When we warned them beforehand, they laughed at us. Then they actually got the training where the founding fathers are bad-mouthed, where guns are bad-mouthed, where families are bad-mouthed. And now the final straw. George Soros' people come into every major city with the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and are running the police training. And are openly saying, you're going to have community organizers in here running things, and here's your new captain, and they bring in known malice and others right out of the universities with their new law enforcement degrees. I mean, you talk about dangerous and sick. And they're putting the military full of all these people. And again, it's not a communist conspiracy at the top, but they use university communists as their operatives. Then once they've got the police department, they can start harassing the city council and others in the town and intimidate everyone into politically doing what they want. And now you're under a literal Stasi control grid that they've almost got in place. Now you understand why the peril is so great, why I'm so freaked out, because everything, the worst analysis we had, it's worse than that. They are going for broke. This is it. God help us. You know they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. That's their next big card to play. There's going to be more jihad attacks. They'll probably run a false flag on some jihad center and blame patriots. This is a time bomb. Excuse me. Go back to Obama, please. This is Obama coming after the guns. Extrajudicially, here it is.
There are several steps that Congress should take right away. To begin with, Congress should act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun. What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon? This is a matter of national security. We also need to make it harder for people to buy powerful assault weapons.
They bought them legally.
The ones that were used in San Bernardino.
They bought them legally.
I know there are some who reject any gun safety measures, but the fact is that our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter.
Like the 300,000
whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology.
Some other hateful ideology. Oh, just like you just bombed the Syrian troops fighting them yesterday, and Turkey just invaded Iraq to slaughter a bunch of people fighting ISIS to protect ISIS. And the Russians have presented all the evidence that not just Turkey, but Western firms are buying the oil from ISIS. Oh, but there's sanctions on Russian oil I'm going to get to next hour. That's okay, but not on the ISIS oil. And look, I'm risking my life exposing these people. I'll just be point blank with you. There's a reason, though, this show is exploding. We do YouTube and Facebook mentions now that used to get a couple hundred thousand views, which is still incredible. They get like 900,000, 1.1 million, 1.2 million. I had like 1.5 million Facebook views yesterday on two videos I shot. So the president does these things now. His average YouTube video gets like 5,000 views. So just know this. Almost no one buys what these criminals are saying. But we have Rahm Emanuel from way back at the beginning running around openly saying we will get their guns one way or another. We will put them on a no-fly list and then take their guns that way. This is how they operate. This is how they get their job done. And so, need to understand, it's not just Alex Jones out here fighting these people. There are a lot of other folks fighting them as well. But the fact that our audience, let's not exaggerate, has doubled the last 3-4 months, and now it's starting to exponentially increase. They're ever going to come after me, it's probably right now, because we're just turbo exploding. Hey, but blow me up, baby. You'll just light fires even bigger. I know what waters these trees. And if I can be smart enough like Obi-Wan Kenobi not to strike any of you down and let you just cut me down right in front of everybody, you know what'll come out of that. Because all I want is to beat you. I'm not afraid one bit of dying or being thrown in your dungeons because I'm not a coward like you. I don't come from bottom feeding trash like you. I'm not afraid. All I'm afraid of is failing. All I'm afraid of is bowing down to you murdering trash. All I got to think about is those hundreds of thousands of Christians that you raped and murdered with the jihad armies they put into Syria to slaughter that peaceful country and overturn it with people lived in peace. All I think about is what type of government do we have that engages in these forms of incredible evil? You baby harvesting demon maggots! I'll never back down. I'll never bow to you. I'll be free till the day I stop sucking air into my lungs. And all the ideas I put out and all the freedom and all the Americana I've spewed out against you will never die. It'll never stop, and you know it. I told the globalists a long time ago, and I meant it. You want to fight, you better believe you've got one. And there are people all over this country engaging in the information war. We're going to smash your system. We're going to return the republic. We'll never be perfect, but my God, we're not going to keep babies alive and harvest their organs. We're not going to sell their parts for women's cosmetics. We're not going to have Pepsi with baby flavoring in it. I mean, what the hell have we become? Excuse me, but I'm tired of it. I haven't gotten to any of the world news yet or any of the other craziness. I can't believe they're in newspapers all over saying the Christians and the Jews deserve to die. I mean, these aren't liberals, folks. These are freakazoid scum. I'm telling you. They are scum. They are dangerous. They are devils. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.